The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So Chelsea lose to City, United win against Fulham, Arsenal hold on for the win against Wolves. But the real story of the weekend was some chaos at Chelsea Football Club. Joining me now to talk about all of this, Cathal Mullany, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So it started with the win for United on Friday night.
Somewhat fortunate, you could say.
Yeah, they weren't
brilliant.
I looked at the stats at the end of the game because I was out and about and I didn't see the whole thing. But they had opportunities to score, but did not realise them.
Yeah, and it took a little while before they made the breakthrough. Now, a lot of pressure on Erik ten Hag, obviously, this season. A lot of people expected him to leave the role as manager after last season and such a poor finish in the Premier League. But they got the job done, but not much from the performance to suggest that there's been any sense of transformation at United over the summertime. Now, I know ten Hag speaking
Gary Neville and Roy Keane seem quite pleased with the man.
Well, some modicums of encouragement perhaps, but I think on the whole, I think United, as Erik ten Hag said last week in the lead up to that match, that they weren't actually fully prepared and ready for the start of the season. It's come around so quickly in terms of the work that they need to do. So let's see what happens. But they got the 3 points.
Job done by Liverpool as well.
Yeah, Ipswich, in fairness to them, as expected on their return to the Premier League, gave as good as they got for the first 45. Now, I thought Liverpool looked very, very good in the second half when they clicked into gear. They got two great goals. And Arne Slot, lots expected of him there. It's an unenviable task to try and succeed Jurgen Klopp, but they're off to a good start. I do think, though, that Ipswich will cause teams trouble, particularly at home throughout the course.
And Arsenal did the business in the end.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Arsenal, if you're to gain anything from the opening weekend, probably the most impressive team, I would have thought. Now, they weren't impressive for the whole match against Wolves, but they got the job done. This is the season for them to deliver, you would think. They've gone so close in the last couple. Will they get over the line this time? Well, let's wait and see. But Mikel Arteta certainly has moulded a really good team there, and I think they are primed to deliver at some point.
Now, I watched quite a bit of the City-Chelsea match, and, you know, the predictable win, you might think, for City. But Chelsea weren't half bad half the time.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of the time, actually.
They were okay. They were okay. I think the scoreline probably reflective of City's performance. Pep Guardiola spoke afterwards that he was actually a little bit surprised by the level of his team's performance, given that so many of the players are probably quite fatigued after a busy summer and obviously a long season last year. But he felt that they played quite well. Now, Chelsea, with their new manager, Enzo Maresca, have a lot of work to do. Pat, we'll speak in a second about Raheem Sterling and the controversy around
that. But, I mean, there was a goal ruled offside for Chelsea and it was probably inches offside.
And you look at the City goal through Haaland, probably not too many other players in the Premier League score that goal, where he holds off the defender and then has the intricacy and the skill to chip it in beyond the keeper.
The second goal, though, was a dreadful mistake by the keeper. It started with a dreadful mistake by the Chelsea keeper.
Yeah.
Anyway, they finished up two down. That's the point. So it's a losing start for Chelsea. Meantime, Raheem Sterling issues a statement in advance of the game.
Yeah, around kickoff time or just before it, when the squad was released, that his representative is releasing a statement questioning what his role was at the club, wanted clarity around the situation. Now, the problem at Chelsea in recent years, Pat, has been they've obviously signed so many players. I think they signed 11 players again in the summertime. They've got a squad of 42 players in all. Now, that leaves a lot of disappointed players when you've got about 20 in your matchday squad every weekend. And Raheem Sterling was one of them at the weekend. Raheem Sterling's representatives want to know what the situation is around him. Still only 29 years of age, joined from City, did really well at Liverpool, of course, as well. Has had a great career. But you just wonder what the intention is around that statement, whether it's...
Is he trying to get out of his... He's 3 years to go.
Yeah, potentially agitating for a move elsewhere, who knows what they're expecting, but the statement was at pains to point out that he does have a good relationship with the new manager Enzo Maresca there, but for the manager it's a really difficult situation where you've got so many players.
So if he plays him next week, he's given in to blackmail.
Yeah, who knows.
And if he doesn't play him, he has an even more disgruntled Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, it's a really difficult situation for the manager and the management team to deal with, but it's
going to be... What do you think is really going on?
Well, I think possibly agitating for a move or just keeping himself in the limelight, essentially, Raheem Sterling, and probably, you know, as an international player with England over so many years, maybe flexing his muscles a little bit to say that he feels like he should be in there. But because they have so many players of international quality, inevitably people are going to be disappointed, particularly if you're out of form and left out of the squad. Chelsea's problem is they need to get rid of quite a few players, because I don't think it's sustainable to manage a squad with that many players on that much money week to week, and it couldn't be good for morale in the dressing room.
And do we know if anybody has eyes on some of the Chelsea stars?
There will be a few players moving out of the
transfer window is not closed.
Yeah, I would think that over the next couple of weeks before we hit September, that there will be a little bit of movement out of Chelsea. But some positive signs, as you say, in terms of their performance yesterday. But I think that stuff off the field, if they can get that situation into a little bit more of a comfortable situation in terms of the numbers in their squad, it might serve them better down the line.
Where are they getting all the money, by the way, to buy all these players?
Well, Todd Boehly came in as owner and they've spent a ridiculous amount of money, quite frankly, over the last couple of years, and it hasn't led to an improvement in on-the-field performances.
Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.